The campaign actually started yesterday in the first province of North Kivu. So this was in three, you know, high priority territory, essentially around Goma in North Kivu. And today, vaccination started in one of the territories in South Kivu, which is actually really the epicenter of the current outbreak of Mpox. And then there are other provinces. Tomorrow, vaccination will begin in Chopo, on Wednesday in Equateur province. And then we are still waiting for the confirmation of two others, which are Sankuru and Sudubangi.
Can you update us as to the number of infections and fatalities, if any, prior to the arrival of the vaccines and also the vaccination proper?
So we now have nearly 30,000 suspect cases in all, and with over 900 fatalities. And as previously mentioned, around 60% of all of the suspect cases are children, who also account for over 80% of the fatalities. So the spread has continued. It's now really close to the entire national territory, which are reporting Mpox cases, although some of them are reporting in the single-digit suspect cases. We remain fully mobilized on this because, as with any pandemic outbreak, it's a race against time.
Are you encountering any difficulties?
The key thing is the sheer scale of it. I mean, DRC, as you know, is an absolutely vast territory with very different, difficult logistical constraints, particularly in the rainy season, which we've now moved into. So there are difficulties, but we are used to dealing with those. I mean, we have these with other vaccination and other type of nutrition and health programs. So there's no one specific difficulty which we think is going to hold us back from actually doing what needs to be done.